各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我哋今日睇嘅经文系喺腓利门书，我哋首先一齐低头祈祷先。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，首先求主你都喺呢个会场里边临近我哋。
Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to please be close to all of us.
捆绑撒旦佢嘅作为。
Bind up Satan and all he does.
叫我哋喺呢度无论讲嘅、听嘅都同感一灵。
And ask all of us to give us Holy Spirit so that we can all be unified in you.
求主亦都俾女兒一個嘅剛強壯膽嘅心。
Lord, I ask you to give Wendy a heart of encouragement and strength.
叫我能夠講得清楚，講得明白。
So she can speak your word and be clear and understanding.
亦都叫聖靈親自咁去臨到弟兄姊妹每一位。
And ask you to fill everyone here with the Holy Spirit.
叫他們聽得明白。
So they can understand your word.
不單止聽得明白，並且可以在他們離開這個教會之後都能夠，今天離開這個，沒有出這個教會之後都能夠可以行出來。
Not only would they understand your word, but also do what it says.
叫我們在行事為人都能夠對得起主。
So in everything we do, we can be a witness.
叫我們都是能夠榮神益人。
So that we can bring glory back to you.
禱告奉主耶穌基督得聖靈字祈求。
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
咁我今日同大家分享嘅咧就喺腓利门书吓。咁头先大家都听到Gabby 同埋Daniel 读个经文啦吓。
So we're going to be sharing about the book in the Bible called Philemon, and as you have heard and from what Gabby have read and Daniel have read.
Yeah. 咁大家都知道个故事，咁当然我唔会用个几钟头嚟讲个故仔俾大家听啦。
So we're not going to go through the story once again.
咁但係首先咧都會講一講嗰個嘅故事嘅背景咯嚇。咁呢本書係保羅寫嘅啦，好明顯嚇。
So we're just going to briefly go through the background of this book. So first of all, it's written by Paul.
咁喺呢本書喺第一節嗰度咧都講到保羅寫呢封信嗰時，佢係被為基督耶穌被囚嘅。
So in the beginning of the first verse one, it says that when Paul is writing this book, he's in chains for Christ.
Yeah, 咁好明顯，保羅佢寫封信嘅時候係坐緊監噶啦。
So of course he's in prison at the moment.
咁保羅寫呢封信俾腓利門嘅時候咧，嗰個時間咧大概係公元後60-62年喺羅馬度寫。
So when he wrote this is actually after Christ's 60 to 62 years.
咁佢喺寫呢封信嘅時候咧，佢除咗寫腓利門書，佢當時都一齊寫埋哥羅西書，咁樣咧就俾推基古同埋亞尼西姆一齊拎去哥羅西俾腓利門嘅。
So Paul wrote this letter to Philemon probably at the same time in Rome 60 to 62 AD as Colossians, and sent them with Colossae and with Tychicus and Onesimus.
係啦，我哋咧可以睇下哥羅西書第四章第7-9節。
So turn to Colossians chapter 4 verse 7-9。
喺哥羅西書四章7-9節嗰度話：有我親愛的弟兄推基古，要將我一切的事都告訴你們。他是忠心的執事和我一同作主的仆人。我又打發一位親愛忠心的兄弟亞尼西姆同去，他也是你們那裏的人。他们要把这里一切的事都告诉你们。
So Colossians chapter 4 verse 7-9 reads, Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I'm sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know our circumstance and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here.
咁呢度咧就即係睇到，其實都可以證明到阿保羅係即係寫呢封信去腓利門嗰陣時係俾阿亞尼西姆同埋阿推基庫一齊拎去哥羅西嚇，一齊帶呢封信去俾哥羅西教會同埋俾阿腓利門嘅。
So at this present time, we can see that when Paul wrote this letter, basically is given to Colossae and Tychicus to bring to Philemon.
係啦，咁呢度就講咗佢嗰個寫信嗰個嘅地點同時間啦嚇。咁個收信人好明顯就係腓利門啦。咁腓利門係一個咩嘅人咧
？So of course the person who received the letter is Philemon. So what kind of a person is he？
在第一節那裡保羅提到他就說是同工腓利門。
So in the first one it says that he is a fellow brother and worker with Paul for Christ.
咁其實當時嚟講，阿保羅係一個使徒嘅身份啦嚇。但係佢寫呢封信嗰陣時候咧，佢將自己嗰個嘅身份咧係較低咗，係同一個係即係同一個收信人，即係無論係弟兄姊妹，無論佢係做緊乜嘢嘅，佢都係即係佢會謙卑落嚟，係自己即係大家都係一個同工。同工的意思是即同一个 boss 啦，同一个工作的地点，同一个工作地点，可能不是 physically 同一个工作地点，但是就是即同一个的工作，同一个的即 working 喺一个同一个工作里边，同一个boss， 同一个嘅 type 工作的种类，一起同工，一起做紧嘢。
So of course, when Paul was writing this letter with I guess he's actually an apostle, but then he kind of humbled himself and reduced his status to equal what Philemon is. So pretty much the same boss, not bring himself a little bit above everybody else. So which is really good.
咁跟住喺第22節嗰度咧，就話佢話遲啲會去探去哥洛西探教會嘅時候咧，就叫腓利門幫佢預備住處。咁睇到咧，其實可能阿腓利門都係一個好有錢嘅人嚇。
So in verse 22, it says that Paul have asked Philemon to prepare a guest room for him. So can kind of understand that he might be a man of a lot of wealth.
咁之前頭先睇到話講到喺邊封信帶去哥洛西嘅時候，咁好明顯阿腓利門咧就係喺住喺哥洛西或者係哥洛西附近一帶嘅地方。
So then from the letter, we can see that Philemon is probably residing in a place very close or maybe in Colossus.
咁另外咧，第五節咧嗰度講到咧，保羅喺度形容緊腓利門係一個咩嘅人嚇？佢話係你嘅愛心並你向主耶穌和眾徒嘅信心嚇。
So in verse 5, it kind of talks about how Paul describes Philemon, and it says that because of your love for all the holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus.
咁好，咁講到咧，腓利門咧係一個係有愛心同埋有對神有信心嘅一個基督徒嚟嘅。
So it talks about how he has a lot of love and also a lot of faith and trust in the Lord Jesus.
咁亞歷西姆又係一個咩嘅人咧
？So who's 亞歷西姆 ？Oh, so Onesimus. What kind of person is he?
Yeah. 咁我哋睇到呢本書，我相信好多弟兄姊妹都知道亞歷西姆其實係一個仆人一個嘅slave 係一個嘅。
slave,
奴隸啊，
是奴隸。So as we can, so basically, we know that Onesimus is actually a slave.
在第十八節嗰度咧，保羅咧提到佢咧就話係佢亞歷西姆若虧負咗腓利門嘅話，或欠你什麼都歸在我帳上。咁呢度睇到咧亞歷西姆咧係可能即係偷咗啊腓利門屋企一啲嘅嘢。
So in verse 18, it reads that this is what Paul said. If he has done anything, so that he refers to Onesimus, I've done anything wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me. So most likely, Onesimus probably steals something from Philemon.
而喺第十節嗰度咧就講到話，就是為我在捆鎖中所生的兒子亞歷西姆嚇，咁。呢度咧就講到係亞歷西姆係保羅嘅兒子，係喺被囚嗰時候所生嘅兒子嚇。咁即係話阿保羅係喺羅馬被囚嘅時候帶咗阿亞歷西姆信主。
So in verse 10, it reads how Onesimus became Paul's son in Christ when he was in prison. So therefore, most likely, Paul led him to Christ when he was in Rome.
咁究竟保罗写呢封信俾腓利门嘅时候有咩目的咧
？So what was the purpose of this letter that Paul wrote to Philemon？
啊，好明显嘅目的睇到咧，就系阿保罗要请求腓利门。
So very obvious is that Paul wants to ask a favor from Philemon。
啊，咁喺第十七节嗰度咧，佢话你若以我为同伴，就收纳他如同收纳我一样。
So in verse 17 it reads, "So if you consider me a partner, so me is Paul." Welcome him as you would welcome me.
咁誒係幫亞歷西姆求情啦。另外喺第十八節嗰度咧就話：你他若虧負你或欠你什麼，都歸在我的帳上。咁佢係願意俾翻，即係無論亞歷西姆爭啊、腓尼門啲咩，佢都願意俾翻佢。
So Philemon is pretty much asking. I mean, Paul is asking Philemon to give some mercy to Onesimus.And also stating that anything that he has owed you, anything that he's done wrong to you, he will repay him.
咁我哋睇到個前提啦，而家咁開始我哋逐節經文睇咯。
So now we have finished kind of the background of the book. So now we'll go verse by verse to explain what it goes on.
咁第一節咧，嗰度話為甚我為基督耶穌被囚的保羅同兄弟提摩太寫信給我們所親愛的同工腓利門，佢嗰度寫到被囚。咁好明顯，頭先講過呢封信係保羅坐監嗰陣時寫嘅啦。
So verse one it reads, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker. So very obvious that Paul is actually in prison at the moment.
佢坐監時候呢陣時咧，就係應該係喺羅馬，係喺佢屋企坐監嘅，即係其實都好，即係佢係坐監，但係都好自由，因為係佢屋企地方嚟嘅。
So basically when Paul is in prison at the moment, he's not really in a prison. He's actually at like a house arrest, so at his own home.
咁呢封係監獄書信啦。咁另外，阿保羅喺羅馬啊喺屋企坐監嘅時候，其實總共寫咗四封信啦。
So when Paul is going through his house arrest, he actually wrote four letters.
咁佢呢四封監獄書信咧，就係包括以弗所書、腓利門腓立比書、哥羅西書同埋呢一本腓利門書。
So the four letter contains written by Paul is Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and of course Philemon.
咁我哋跟住咧就睇第二節啦嚇。第二節嗰度話和妹子阿腓亞，並與我們同當兵的阿基布，以及在你家的教會。啊，呢個妹子阿腓亞咧，咁其實睇翻呢封信，因為係講一個關於佢哋屋企嘅仆人一個嘅屋企嘅奴隸嚇，咁所以所以可能阿保羅喺呢封信一提嘅時候咧，都提到佢屋企嘅其他人，即係腓利門屋企嘅其他人。
So in verse two reads also to Apphia our sister and Archippus our fellow soldier and to the church that meets in your home. So it kind of Paul wanted to use this opportunity to kind of talk about Philemon's family because he is going to be talking about one of the servants who works for the family.
咁呢度妹子阿腓亞，咁即係可能係腓利門個妹，亦都好大可能係腓利門嘅太太。
So Apphia could possibly be Philemon's sister, or could be his wife.
咁因為其實如果係佢太太嘅話咧，如果講關於佢屋企嘅奴仆嘅時候，即係對於佢太太嚟講都係一個好，即係佢太太都係對於呢個嘅事件都有一個好重要嘅責任。
Okay, so if Apphia is actually Philemon's wife, so therefore, by when we talk about a servant that's working for their family, she's very—it's actually very important to her, and it's one of her responsibilities too.
咁呢個亞基布係咩人咧？佢咧就亦都係出現喺哥羅西書四章十七節嗰度嘅。
So who is this Archippus person?His name is actually also mentioned in Colossians chapter 4, verse 17.
又好明顯咧，亞基布呢個人咧，都係喺哥羅西教會嗰度。佢嗰個嘅提到咧，就係哥羅西書四章十七節嗰度話，要對亞基布說，務要謹慎，盡你從主所受的職份。咁好明顯啊！基布其實係一個係應該喺哥羅西教會裏係一個嘅屬靈嘅領袖。
So in Colossians chapter 4 verse 17 it reads, "Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you have received in the Lord." So it kind of alluded to us that he is a leader in the church back in Colossians.
同埋喺呢度咧，你睇到阿保羅點樣去同阿基布打招呼，即係點樣去講佢哋關係咧？係一個同當兵嘅關係。
So in Philemon, it talks. Paul uses the greeting of a. He described him as a fellow soldier.
係啦，咁 同当兵，咁好多时我哋打仗嘅时候，你睇到打仗嘅时候咧，有前线作战嘅兵士兵，有后方作战嘅出谋定策嘅人吓，咁喺士兵同埋军官嘅角色咧，系佢哋有唔同嘅身份、唔同嘅角色，但系咧佢哋都系忠于一个嘅国家吓，忠于一个嘅元首嗰、那个国家嗰个嘅君王吓，咁去服从一个元帅嘅命令。
So when we talk about war and I guess the different the soldiers, there's different types, and there's the front linemen, there's the people that stay behind and do different things, but everybody kind of fights for the same king.
咁佢哋无论你系军官，无论你系士兵，无论你系前线嘅后卫嘅，你都会系即系一同去即系彼此咁去互补不足。彼此包容，彼此接纳，去互补佢哋嘅一个嘅长短。
So it doesn't matter really, I guess in war and different soldiers, what position you're in, you're all kind of in it together and fill in different slacks and different things you're lacking from each other.
咁可以咁所以可能阿保罗喺呢封信提到阿基布，可能系因为阿基布喺哥罗西教会里边，或者甚至乎喺腓利门屋企里边，系一个即系好重要嘅人物。
So the reason why Paul had mentioned his name, Archippus, is because he probably was an important leader and also an influential character in Philemon's home.
咁我哋所以好睇到咧，喺呢度咧睇到阿腓利门佢嗰个嘅社会地位同埋佢即系社会地位，因为佢又有奴仆，咁所以其实佢都屋企都都算几风光。
So now we can kind of see how Archippus, Philemon is his status in the society, because he probably is pretty well off since he has lots of servants and knows like the soldiers and stuff like that.
Okay, 咁第三節嗰度話，願因為平安從神我們的父和主耶穌基督歸與你們。呢個嘅 greetings， 呢個嘅問候咧，其實呢個嘅祝福咧，其實喺阿保羅好多封信裏邊都係同一樣咁寫法。
So in chapter 3 it reads, "Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So this sort of a greeting is used by Paul in different letters.
咁啊，喺保羅冇好多其他嘅書信裏邊都提到咧，其實好重要，其實咩都唔重要，最重要係我哋喺神嗰度有嗰個平安同恩惠。
So Paul does stress the fact that the most important thing we obtain from the Lord is His peace
and grace.
咁
跟住去到第四節咧，嗰度咧就係第四節嘅到第七節咧，就講到腓利門佢自己嗰個嘅愛同埋信心。
So going forward from verse 4 to 7, it talks about Philemon's love and his faith in Christ Jesus.
第四節嗰度話，我禱告的時候提到你，常為你感謝我的神。
So in verse 4 it reads, "I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers."
咁佢嗰度為你感謝嗰度咧，其實呢個都係好 common， 即係阿保羅喺書信裏邊咧，成日都會為到收信嗰個人去感恩。
So it's very common. Paul write this. He often will thank the person who received the letter in a lot of his writings.
我哋可以喺罗马书第一章第八节嗰度咧睇到，佢话为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。
In Romans chapter 1:8, it reads, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world."
我哋另外再睇多一節，就喺哥羅西哥林多前書一章四節嗰度話，我常為你們感謝我的神，因神在基督耶穌裡所賜給你們的恩惠。嚇，喺呢度咧就係保羅感謝神，係感謝咩咧？就係感謝神對哥林多教會嘅弟兄姊妹嘅一啲嘅恩惠。
So another example is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 4. "I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus."
咁再睇多個就係哥羅西書一章三至四節。 嗰度咧讲到，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。啊，呢度咧就讲到系因为耶稣佢哋对基督嘅信心同对众圣徒嘅爱心。保罗系会为到呢班哥罗西教会嘅弟兄姊妹感谢神。
So another example is in written in Colossians chapter 1 verse 3 to 4. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people.
咁翻翻去腓利门书第四节呢度啦，咁就阿保罗感谢神，今次咧就系为咗因为阿腓利门佢自己嗰个嘅佢对耶稣基督嗰个嘅信心同埋对众圣徒嘅爱心。
So as we see in all those other examples, that Paul would give thanks to God for the faith that they have in Christ Jesus. But so in Philemon here, it basically talks about his faith in Jesus and how, and therefore Paul is giving thanks for that.
咁因为第五节嗰度咧就话因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心。
So in verse 5 it reads, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus.
你睇中文嗰个嘅和合本嗰个嘅翻译嗰阵时咧，好似好甩咳咁，你嘅爱心跟住咧就系向主耶稣同埋众圣徒嘅信心。咁但系其实呢个咧，因为和合本翻译嘅时候咧，系直接从希列文翻译做中文嘅，咁所以咧佢咧就所以佢翻译嘅时候咧就系直接由希列文翻译嘅时候咧，就有阵时希列文嗰个嘅写文章嗰个嘅修饰啊，嗰个嘅格式咧，翻译咗做中文之后咧，就会好难明白。所以咧，佢跟住后边嗰度有个括弧括住咧，就可以即系俾到你睇到更加即系嗰个嘅翻译咧，就系比较中文式嗰个嘅嗰个 flow 啊，嗰个嘅吓，嗰个嘅嗰个嘅中文翻译嗰个嘅言辞啊吓，咁佢话因或作。因听说你向主耶稣和众圣徒有爱心有信心咁。
So pretty much English is good. in Chinese, basically in chapter, I guess in verse 5, it's kind of the way they word the phrases and where they word the love and different things like that is kind of hard to understand. So therefore, there's a parenthesis behind the verse to explain to you exactly what it says.
咁同埋咧，希列文佢嗰個寫作方式咧就好容易，即係佢嗰個嘅寫作特色咧，有啲咧就係修飾嗰個詞彙方面咧，就係有陣時唔係咁順暢，一就對一，二就對二，咁有陣時咧佢哋有種咧 crisscross 嘅特色嘅，咁你咧就喺呢度咧睇到咧就係覺得好似就算你嗰個嘅括弧嗰度咧，佢話向主耶穌和眾聖徒有愛心有信心，好似話對主耶穌有愛心，眾聖徒有信心，但係其實唔係咯。佢嗰個特色咧就係一係對翻四，二係對翻三嘅，所以咧就係對眾聖徒有愛心，對主耶穌有信心。
So in Hebrew when they translate, it's all Chinese. So when they translate into Chinese, it's not really it doesn't go in order. It doesn't go like one to one.But it's actually kind of all over the place. So from the first section, it could be leading to the last section. So one last part. So therefore, it's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah, 咁英文就好容易明白。英文就話 faith in Lord Jesus and love for all the saints. 咁好容易明白到。
Yeah, so in English is really easy. So English is good.
咁喺我頭先講到呢個和合本啦嚇，咁咧佢新個和合本修訂版咧就已經將呢、這個嗰、那個嘅 crisscross 咧轉翻咗，咁佢咧就點講咧就話因聽説你對眾聖徒嘅愛心同埋你對主耶穌嘅信心，咁咧就會即係好容易明白到咯。
So I guess in the new translation,
for Chinese,
they fixed that sort of an unorderly translation, so therefore it's easier to understand.
咁但係其實唔單止啊，保羅都會講到對眾聖徒要有愛心，對耶穌基督有信心。其實約翰佢喺約翰一書嗰度咧都提到呢、這個唔單止話係一個希望我哋對耶穌基督有信心，對眾聖徒有愛心，而直情係一個嘅吩咐一個嘅教訓。喺約翰一書3:23。 嗰度咧就讲到神嘅命令，就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。啊，咁我哋因此咧，嗰个嘅信徒咧就用睇唔到佢哋嘅爱心，睇唔到嘅对一个睇唔到嘅信心，我哋咧就可以喺爱人身上面咧就睇到对基督嗰个信心出嚟。
So not only here where Paul kind of stressed the fact that we need to have faith in Christ and we have the love towards the apostles, also in 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, it reads, "And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us." So this love that we have towards, I guess, Christ and to people, we can't really see it. But when we have actually used this and acted upon people, this love is made clear.
We can't see this faith.
But when we use this and show love on people, a love on people, then you can show faith, God's faith.
咁喺呢度咧，就阿保罗咧就系赞紧阿腓利门佢对一班弟兄姊妹嘅爱心。
So here is basically Peter is congratulating Philemon for his brother's faith.
A love. 咁喺第六节嗰度话，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督作的。
Verse 6 it reads, "I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ."
咁喺呢度，中文聖經翻譯話信心顯出功效，即究竟係即點樣信心顯出功效咧？咁就又係好難明白。咁樣咧，咁我就睇呢個和修本嘅新譯本嚇。咁樣咧，或者我讀一讀出嚟俾大家聽。和修版嗰度咧就寫：願你與人分享信心的時候，能產生功效，讓人知道我們所行的各樣善事都是為基督做的。咁喺英文聖經又係即係好明顯咁講到話佢就好明顯咯嚇。咁中文就比較難明啲，點樣發生功效咧嚇？咁
So pretty much again, in the Chinese translation, it's kind of hard to understand where it reads faith may be effective. So in English, it's really clear.
咁喺 NIV 嗰度話 active in sharing your faith, so to have a full understanding of every good thing. 咁呢個係佢翻譯嗰陣時候咧就講到你係係好似講到係你同人分享神嗰個嘅信息，神嗰個你對神嗰個信心嚇，對分享福音咁樣嚇。咁其實收尾睇翻，我覺得睇翻之後嘅前文後理咧，我覺得呢個咧就唔單止話係你分享福音咯，而係話係對聖徒，因為呢本書講緊就係講緊阿腓利門對阿亞尼西姆嘅愛心啊嚇。咁所以咧就係我覺得呢個應該係講佢係因為你講到腓利門對一班弟兄姊妹嘅愛嘅時候咧，就顯出佢對神嗰個信心，就唔係話佢向弟兄姊妹分享緊聖經、分享緊福音嗰個嘅信。
So when it says, in verse 6, and it talks about share for the sake of Christ, so we're not talking about just sharing about the gospel, but also because this letter is written about how Philemon's love for Onesimus, because he has done and he wronged him. So it also talks about how we have to share our love towards, I guess, the brothers. And then at the same time, they will kind of show his faith and also the love for the gospel.
咁好似頭先Linda 唱嗰首讀到馬太福音第馬太福音第五章第十六節嗰度話嚇馬太福音五章第十六節就係話馬太福音五章十六節。
So as we turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 16。
他说你们的光也当这样照耀人前，要他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。其实就是我们的好行为，我们对弟兄姊妹的爱心的时候，其实 是被弟兄姊妹看到我们对神的信心。 即不单止是对自己，就是自己对他这里是说，使人知道你们各样行各样善事都是为基督作的，不单止我们自己知道我们是为基督作的，更加有弟兄姊妹你作出来的时候是被人看到你的口行为是为基督而作的。
So we're going to take a look at Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. It reads, In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. So it kind of talks about, or verse 16, yeah, so the good deeds that you have done in the Lord. So when we do this, it kind of shows to the brothers and sisters in Christ that how much faith you have in the Lord.
So here, Paul,腓利門祈禱的祈禱是什麼呢？是看到他能夠裝備自己更加去愛弟兄姊妹，更加去愛他的信徒，叫自己呢都是因為這種的愛當中呢能夠感受到體會到神對他那個的祝福，感受到體會到因為自己生命的流露出來呢，腓利門自己是可以去服侍其他弟兄姊妹。
So Paul would pray for Let's see what I meant. So that he can be equipped and encourage and love the saints more as he himself is brought to a place of deeper understanding of every spiritual blessing he has in Christ. Out of the overflow of his own life, he will be ministered to others.
Okay. Okay. 咁我哋睇到跟住睇第七節啦。第七節就說，弟兄，我為你的愛心大有快樂，大得安慰，因眾聖徒的心從你得了暢快。他這裡講到腓利門是他的弟兄，也都再一次是將自己的使徒的身份降低，去跟腓利門成為一線的，大家都是弟兄姊妹身份，沒有說誰厲害一點誰不厲害，大家都是弟兄姊妹。
So in verse 7 it reads, Your love has given me great joy and encouragement.Because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. So once again, Paul is kind of being humble and lowering his status to be parallel with Philemon, his brother.
跟住呢度咧，佢話聖徒嘅心，呢度咧講到嘅聖徒嘅心，唔係話即係真正嗰個肉體嗰個心咯，而係講到係嗰個嘅因為腓利門對聖徒嗰個嘅愛心，咁佢哋咧眾聖徒嘅心咧就係嗰個嘅講到佢嗰個。入邊嗰個裏，每個眾聖徒裏邊嗰個嘅感受啊，嗰個嘅感情上面嗰個感受，佢哋都因為感受到腓利門對佢嘅愛嘅時候咧，佢自己咧，腓利門自己咧都感覺得refresh 一個中文暢快好難明究竟點解，即係英文 refresh 即係你係一個好似俾聖靈一個嘅重新個甦醒嗰個嘅重新，即係一個嘅重新嘅感覺。
So when he in verse 7 it talks about the hearts of the Lord's people, it's not really just talking about physically the heart, but talks about what is really inside, so the feelings of it alludes to, I guess, how Philemon, I mean that what Philemon has done has refreshed Paul.
Hey, 因為眾弟兄姊妹得到安心之後咧，開心之後咧，咁跟住腓利門自己都感受到佢可以 refresh 自己。
Okay, so because the brothers and sisters have so sorry, 講多次，我唔明。
Okay, 唔係好明。Okay, 佢呢度咧第七節，你睇第七節啦。Okay, 咁第七節嗰度咧就係因為腓利門，我為你的愛心大有快樂，大得安慰嚇。阿保羅就會因為腓利門對眾聖徒的愛心，咁就感到欣慰啦。咁而眾聖徒唔單止保羅得到欣慰，而眾聖徒嘅心亦都因為得到腓利門嘅愛咧，而感到欣慰，同埋腓利門自己亦都得到即三方面，即唔單止保羅得到欣慰，眾聖徒個心亦都得到暢快，而腓利門自己本身亦都感到 refresh。
Oh God. Okay.Did you get that? No. Sorry, I'm really... Oh, so maybe you get it.
Okay, 保羅因為腓利門對眾聖徒的愛心， 佢感到欣慰，佢感到快樂。
Okay, so Paul feels very refreshed, and because of the saints' love to the people, to his brothers.
而眾聖徒嘅心咧，亦都因為阿腓利門得到暢快。
And because, and I guess the heart of the saints is has lots of encouragement because of Philemon.
Yeah,
so it's like vice versa, and they become refreshed.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm just trying to piece.
It's okay. 咁 okay, 我哋 move on 去第八節嚇。第八節至到第廿一節咧，就係阿保羅寫咗封信，寫咗前面七節之後咧，就即係鋪排咗阿腓利門一個點樣嘅人，係一個愛心嘅人。咁而家佢咧就藉住乘機而上啦，藉住既然有愛心嘅時候咧，佢咧就開始打蛇隨棍上啦，即係直接。
Okay, so since he kind of alluded into this love and he's going to use this opportunity to kind of go further and talk about what he wants.
咁第八節佢話：我雖然靠著基督能放膽吩咐你合宜的事，嚇。咁佢呢度咧就即係講到明，即係我雖然可以即係藉住耶穌基督嘅話咧，即係我係使徒嘅身份咧，我可以即係大石砸死蟹咁樣。即係我可以吩咐你做啲咩，你就要做噶啦。咁但係佢並唔係咁做咯。
So in verse 8 it reads, therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do whatever you ought to do, because Paul is one of the apostles, I guess his status technically is a little bit higher than what Philemon is. He could use his authority to command him and tell him what to do, but he didn't.
咁第九節佢話：然而像我這有年紀的保羅，現在又是為基督耶穌被囚的，寧可憑著愛心求你。
Okay, so in verse 9 it reads, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
是的，他情愿即是求他啦，那他即是降低自己的身份，不去 order 人来做事，而是去求他。求他就是说呢，就是说就是为我所在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。
Verse 10.
Oh,
verse 10. So then, verse 10 reads, that I appeal to you for my son Onesimus. And he doesn't want to use his authority again, therefore he humbled himself as he made this request to Philemon.
他这里讲到中文呢，就即是在捆锁中所生的儿子，那就即可能有些人可能啊，他坐在监生仔，但其实在英文那里呢，就一个很明显讲到是他的 spiritual father， 即讲到明是属灵的儿子，那他在羅馬嗰個嘅獄中嘅時候咧，就係帶咗亞尼西姆去信主。
So in the Chinese version, it kind of confusing, because when it says a son kind of bore a son when he was in chains, so maybe he had a kid when he was in jail, but that's not the case. It talks about more about a spiritual father, about how he brought him to Christ Jesus.
啊，咁我一個問題啦，咁但係其實保羅咁樣為亞尼西姆求嘅時候，咁係咪即係話？他信了耶穌之後，做了基督徒之後，他那個的罪就已經不重要呢？
So now there's a question I want to ask you. Is it, does the fact that Onesimus become a Christian lessen the seriousness of his crime or not?
會不會呢？會不會因為信了耶穌而他之前對亞尼西姆所做的不是就已經不緊要呢？
So basically the question is, because Onesimus had become a Christian, does that lessen the severity of what he has done to Philemon? Yes or no?
你自己知道答案啦嚇，咁你就 keep in mind 喎。
So if you know the answer, just keep it in your hearts for now.
Yeah. 其實保羅寫呢封信係咪即係話佢既然信咗嘅話咧，就可以之前所犯的錯不了了之呢？
So it's the purpose of this letter to remind Philemon that since he's a Christian now, since he's a fellow brother, what he has done to you in the beginning, you should just forget it.
是不是，即保羅那個寫信的目的是不是這樣呢？
Is that his purpose? Is that Paul's purpose?
但其實不是咯。
And the answer is no.
他呢就講到明，即可能保羅在這封信裡面呢就沒有講到腓利門，沒有講到亞尼西姆做了什麼不對的事。
So in this letter, Paul did not kind of explain to us what wrong Onesimus have done to Philemon.
佢淨係咧喺第十一節講到話咧，他從前與你沒有益處，但如今與你我都有益處。
But all he said in verse 11 is that formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me.
啊，咁喺聖經嗰個嘅底部嗰度咧，佢有個 footnote 咧講到亞尼西姆咧，意思咧就係解有益處。
So I guess in the footnote of your Bibles, it says Onesimus means useful and means benefit.
咁冇益處，我諗佢話對腓利門冇益處嘅時候，係因為佢偷咗嘢啦，或者咁而同埋咧係出走咗。
The word useless that Paul put in his letter could possibly mean that Onesimus stole something from Philemon and ran away with it.
咁而家佢話你我都有益處，其實係唔單止保羅，唔單止話身喺上面或者physically 亞尼西姆去服侍佢，即係喺佢坐緊監嗰陣時服侍佢，更加嘅咧就係亞尼西姆而家係佢哋主裏邊嘅弟兄。
So when Paul writes how Onesimus is useful for both for him and to him, it could be both. First of all, physically, maybe he's in jail. Onesimus went to serve Paul, so at his home. And secondly, it could be he will serve Christ at the same time. Yeah.
咁所以当呢个弟兄服侍基督为神奔跑嘅时候，其实系对每一个弟兄姊妹都系有益处。
So when this brother Onesimus serves the Lord, it's beneficial for all the brothers in Christ or the sisters.
系啦，所以保罗喺呢度话咧，对你我，即系对腓利门，对保罗自己都系有益处。
So that's why here Paul mentioned it is beneficial to both Philemon and also himself.
第十二节嗰度话，我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人。
And verse 12 it reads, I am sending him who is my very heart back to you.
咁佢话他是我心上的人呢度咧系英文就好明白，就系话 who is my very heart。咁佢喺嗰个嘅中文嗰个嘅修订版翻译咧就话，即系佢系我嘅心，佢系我嘅，即系好似心肝，佢对我非常之重要嘅。
So I guess the main meaning for that phrase is Onesimus is very, very important to Paul.
吓，佢系即系一个 great deal to Paul. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. great deal.
Great deal. 咁第十三节咧话，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你侍候我。吓，咁呢度咧其实
Also in verse 13 reads, I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel.
咁好明显保罗即系写封信嗰阵时仲坐监啦，咁而佢系亚尼西姆咧就喺嗰个嘅监狱当中咧系去帮助保罗。咁呢度咧就冇讲到事后呢度咧，佢咧就冇讲到呢个帮助究竟系即系服侍保罗，定系话系为到保罗帮保罗喺福音事工上面嗰个嘅奔跑嗰个嘅作工。
Yeah, so here it doesn't really mention exactly what Onesimus did to help Paul. It could be, you know, helping him out when he was in prison or imprisonment, or he could be doing his ministries, help him run around for the gospel.
咁無論如何，亞尼西姆喺度幫緊保羅做緊啲乜嘢咧？但係佢都覺得係好，保羅覺得佢係好幫到手，同埋好對於佢嚟講係好重要。
So regardless of what Onesimus did for Paul, Paul still thinks that what he has done for him is very important and therefore a dear brother to him.
嚇，咁佢呢度話，即係所以佢話我本來又要將他留下，就因為佢覺得即係亞尼西姆對於佢係好有幫助，佢所做嘅嘢好有幫助。
So it is mentioned that Paul really wanted to keep him with him because he is a really good aid to Paul.
咁跟住喺第十四节咧，嗰度话，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行。叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
So in verse 14 it reads, but I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, would be voluntary.
在这里刚才我记不记得我问过大家一个问题，就是亚尼西姆他信了做了基督徒之后，是不是就可以将他自己的对于腓利门所做的事就一笔勾销，就不理就不用理呢，走了就算了。
So if you recall the question I asked earlier was, is it because Onesimus become a Christian, does that kind of eliminate what he has done to Philemon in the past?
其實保羅有心叫亞尼西姆拎呢封信翻去，其實佢係要即係要亞尼西姆知道佢對自己所做嘅嘢要負責任咯。
So basically, Paul wants Onesimus to bring back this letter to Philemon, so that he has to be responsible for his own actions. Onesimus has to be responsible.
係啦，咁所以唔係話就咁話寫封信俾腓利門話俾佢聽啊，佢喺我度啊，幫緊我啊，咁就算咯。即係而係即係叫佢親自親身帶翻封信翻去。其實呢個親身帶翻封信翻去有咩咁重要咧？因為喺當時羅馬政府嗰個法例嚟講咧，即係如果係一個出走嘅奴仆啊，或者係一個奴仆，即係唔單止一個出走嘅奴仆咧，即係唔係話嗰個主人算咗數就算嘅。咁其實喺當時羅馬嗰個政府嗰個嘅法例底下咧，一個出走嘅奴仆咧，即係如果翻去原本俾嗰個主人嗰度咧，或者甚至乎其他工會嘅人咧，都可以即係拉佢去即係處斬，即係會係死罪嚟嘅。
Okay. So let's go back a little bit to the beginning. Paul did not want Onesimus to just stay with him, because if that was the case, then it would seem like Paul is kind of covering up for Onesimus to let him stay with him. Instead, he wants him to bring the letter back to Philemon to kind of be responsible for what he has done. So therefore, Paul is not really letting Onesimus just, you know, forgetting what he has done. And secondly, in the Roman law, it talks about how if you are a runaway slave, if you return back to the owner, they have the authority to bring you to the, the government, and they can actually put you to death.
咁所以其實阿保羅都 take 緊一個都喺度即係對於佢對於亞尼西姆都係一個挑戰，因為佢哋唔知道腓利門究竟有啲咩嘅反應。
So certainly, this situation, Paul is taking a big gamble. Because we don't really know what Philemon is going to do.
Because Paul, for a slave, he has no right to release him or no right to keep him. He cannot just hold him and just count him.
Because Paul does not have the authority to set free or maybe to even buy a slave that is already bought by someone else.
And if Paul does that, 即係好似之前講大隻砸死蟹，即係保羅你話乜都得噶啦。即係腓利門出於就唔係出於甘心咯。即係如果阿保羅 keep 住亞尼西姆喺羅馬嘅時候，咁變咗腓利門即係冇聲出噶啦嘛。咁所以而家佢係 send 佢翻去，帶埋封信先去翻去，就係等阿腓利門作出一個嘅決定，究竟佢係決定係佢係甘心樂意，咁前面係出於甘心就唔係出於勉強去饒恕亞尼西姆，去釋放亞尼西姆。
So this whole situation is really to ensure that Philemon allows Onesimus to go or to on his free will, not to Paul does not want to use his authority to kind of tell Philemon that you have to do what I say, but instead it is your choice. But here I'm just explaining to you and saying on behalf of Onesimus through this letter.
第十五節嗰度話：他暫時離開你，或者是叫你永遠得著他。
Verse 15, it reads, perhaps the reason he has separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever.
咁呢度佢话永远得着他嗰度，系咪即系话亚尼西姆永远都做腓利门嘅奴隶咧
？So when it says here you might have him back forever, does it mean that Onesimus will be Philemon's slave forever?
咁其实唔系咯，正确嚟讲系因为佢哋既然成咗。弟兄，即係彼此之間做咗主內面嘅弟兄姊妹嘅時候，咁變咗佢就係永遠都得，即係冇咗個奴隸，但係永遠佢得到一個弟兄係永遠嘅咯。
The answer is no, but in fact, what it is not gonna. I mean, Onesimus will not be Philemon's slave anymore. But in fact, when he returns, he would have gained another brother, and this brother is in Christ, which will last forever.
咁喺呢度睇到咧，就係 有当时我哋做一啲嘢或者一件事发生嘅时候咧，其实当时嚟讲，可能你系唔明白嘅，但系可能事后睇翻嘅时候咧，先至会话啊，感谢神，原来神嗰个背后嗰个嘅啊计划系咁完美，就系好似诶罗马书八章廿八节嗰度话，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神嘅人得益处，就系按他旨意被召嘅人。
Sometimes things happen. We do not know why and the purpose that the Lord had put this through us. But later on, we find out and we glorify him for it. So just as it states in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it reads, And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Okay. 第16节那里说,不再是奴仆,乃是高过奴仆,是亲爱的兄弟,在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。咁吓，咁头先讲到，即系嗰个奴仆系喺以前罗马、希腊罗马时代嘅时候，其实系一个主人嘅产业嚟咯。咁佢翻去系会带嚟杀身之祸，但系佢已经唔再系奴仆啦，但系一个嘅弟兄嘅身份吓。咁喺保罗佢话喺呢度，在我如此。何况你咧，咁即系在于保罗嚟讲，呢个亚尼西姆系一个弟兄。咁何况腓利门你咧，咁按肉体说，佢虽然系一个奴仆，但系其实按主即系按主嗰个嘅关系上面嘅时候，佢系一个弟兄吓。咁所以佢系一个更加严，即系再讲到亚尼西姆而家系弟兄个身份，就系跟住落嚟再去点样去要求腓利门。
Okay, so in verse 16 it reads, No longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a brother. He is a very dear to me, but even dear to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So here Paul is kind of saying how Onesimus to him is a very important person in Christ as a brother. And so at the same time, because how I feel, because we're both believing in the same Lord, you should be the same too. So now that we clarified, Onesimus is no longer a slave to you, but as he returns, he will be your brother. And now he goes on to explaining what he would want to ask of Onesimus to do. I mean, Onesimus to Philemon to do.
Yeah. So, Paul here, actually, is encouraging Philemon to how, because of Onesimus' belief in this thing, to get the benefit, not because of him escaping this thing, but to fall.
Okay. So, I guess Paul wants to use this opportunity to turn away from the fact that, yes, Onesimus did run away from you and stole a lot of your things, but it's the fact that as he went away, he actually turned around and believed in the Lord and now has become your brother.
不是因为他走的时候，不是因为他走的时候而跌倒，而是因为他信了主而是得到益处。
Okay, so the Philemon will not fall when when Onesimus have escaped, but to gain benefit when he returns.
咁喺第十七节嗰度话，你若以我为同伴，就收纳他如同收纳我一样。吓，咁佢呢个同伴呢度咧，就唔单止话一个佢其实呢个同伴咧，唔系话普通我哋讲话一个 friend 一齐去做啲乜嘢吓。咁其實呢個同伴嘅意思咧，仲有更加多嘅，就係指有一個嘅關係啊，係一個嘅弟兄姊妹嗰個嘅團契嗰個嘅關係嚇，有相同嘅興趣，相同嘅有一個相同嘅工作嚇，一齊嘅感受嚇。咁佢係喺嗰個嘅同喺嗰個靈性上面有嗰個嘅團契啊嚇。咁即係嗰個嘅同伴嘅意思咧，唔單止係horizontally 同彼此弟兄姊妹間嗰個嘅同伴，仲有 vertically 同神嗰個嘅關係。
In verse 17 it reads, So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. So here it talks about the word partner. So what it really means is it's just not just hang out and things like that with your friends, but more so it's the fellowship with each other. The same hobbies with each other, the work that we do together in Christ. So it goes horizontally with your co-workers and also your fellow brothers in Christ, and also vertically with the Lord.
咁喺第十八節嗰度咧話，他若虧負你或欠你什麼，都歸在我的帳上。 咁喺十八節呢度咧，阿保羅直情即係攬咗就債上身咯，嚇，即係孭咗佢條債，即係佢爭你啲乜嘢，我幫佢俾咁咯。
So in verse 18, it says, "If he has done if he has done you any wrong or owes you anything, charge it to me." So pretty much taking, I guess, the blame or taking, I guess, responsibility, the repayment on himself.
Because actually, in this letter, we don't know exactly what Alexander owes Philemon. Paul didn't mention it. I don't know Paul himself knows it, but he says in this letter, "I owe you something."
So in the letter, we still don't know what Onesimus owes to Philemon. But then Paul's still saying, maybe Paul knows, maybe he doesn't. But regardless, no matter what it is, Paul is saying, it doesn't matter. Still, I will pay it back.
Yeah. 佢係口述，或者係有路加醫生，或者有其他嘅佢嘅徒弟，或者同佢一齊傳福音嘅弟兄姊妹咧，一齊幫佢代筆寫嘅。咁但係呢封信咧，保羅佢好明顯寫低，佢話係我自己親自寫嘅。咁好證明到呢封信嗰個嘅重要性嚇，同埋佢覺得即係對於亞歷西姆嚟講，對於腓利門嚟講，呢封信係好重要嘅。佢唔想話假。不是假手於人的，即是不想借人的手來寫，而是自己親自親力親為去做一些事。
So in verse 19 it reads, "I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back. Not to mention that you owe me your very self." So here when he mentioned, Paul actually wrote with his own hand, because a lot of times when he write different letters, he might use his disciples, maybe Dr. Luke, to actually just write down for him. He would kind of tell him what to write. But in this situation, he wanted to stress the fact that he actually wrote this himself to stress the importance of this letter for Philemon.
跟住佢話連你自己也是虧欠於我。咁我相信呢度咧就當然唔係話保羅爭腓利門錢啦嚇。咁我相信呢個咧就係可能因為其實腓利門佢成為基督徒，或者甚至乎阿保羅一直寫嘅信或者啲嘅教導，佢都係得益於阿腓利門，都係得益於阿保羅。所以其實保羅一啲嘅對一啲嘅佢哋嘅教導啊、福音嘅教導啊、真理嘅教導，其實係腓利門都係因為保羅而得到一啲嘅益處。咁所以保羅呢度話其實即係可能你自己都係爭緊我嘢咁咯。
And then next he says, "You owe me your very self." It doesn't really mean that Philemon owes Paul money, but in fact, maybe Philemon does not owe Paul money or anything, but is that Philemon have got some benefit from Paul's teachings, and maybe Paul had led him to Christ. So through this whole situation, a lot of things that Philemon have learned or have benefited is from Paul.
咁第二十節嗰度咧就話：兄弟，我望你使我在主裏因你得快樂，啊括弧就話或作益處，並望你使我的心在基督裏暢快。嚇，咁呢度咧就係即係又講到個心暢快。咁就係阿保羅咧，就即係講咗佢想阿腓利門應承佢之後咧，就話希望你能夠使到我個心暢快，基督裏得暢快，就因為基督耶穌嘅緣故嚇。阿腓利門做咗可以饒恕亞尼西姆之後咧，咁阿保羅咧就個心就得暢快。咁就係唔單止咁樣，並且阿腓利門咧就因為呢個嘅寬恕而得到益處。
See here in verse 20, it says, "I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ." So pretty much, Paul really desired that Philemon refreshes his heart in the same way that he had refreshed the hearts of other believers. So that is like, you know, by forgiving and accepting Onesimus in this very way, the presence and character of Jesus Christ will be vividly seen in Philemon's attitude towards his runaway slave.
咁第廿一節嗰度話：我寫信給你，深信你必順服，知道你所要行的必過於我所說的。嚇，咁佢保羅呢度咧就有少少落多咗少少力啦嚇。咁佢話叫佢順服，即係有陣時你求人做嘢，冇人叫人哋順服你啊嘛嚇。咁我覺得呢度佢可能保羅就即係有少少，即係就落咗少少，即係加咗少幾沉重嘅力量，即係其實即係。我都希望你能夠順服我的要求咁 吓，咁佢话知道，但系咧，跟住咧，佢都讲翻就话知道你所行嘅就必过于我所说嘅。咁佢其实就系、是、即系唔单止佢所讲话过于我所说嘅，就唔单止话阿腓利门可以就咁饶恕同埋接纳亚尼西姆咯，并且系并且系要真心真意咁去全心全意咁去接纳亚尼西姆，唔净止话即系口不对心咁，算啦，但系其实个心嗰度都有条刺喺度耿耿于怀咁咯，而系真心真意咁去宽恕呢个嘅仆人。
So in verse 21 reads, confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. So here Paul kind of uses the word obedience and kind of using a little bit of a more an effort to make, I guess, to make his point across. But at the same time, Paul does not want him to have any sort of a sliver in his heart because he is in this situation. But Paul is confident that he will do this willingly.
咁即係釋放奴仆，其實係要即係全心全意釋放咯，唔係話 physically 咁你走啦。但係其實條個心仲有條刺喺度咯。咁佢係想亞歷西姆佢作出呢個決定嘅時候，係甘心樂意之餘咧，仲要係即係好釋放咁去做咯，唔會話即係仲有條刺喺心。
So it's basically we want Philemon, or Paul wants Philemon to kind of let the slave Onesimus free by his free will, and not to have any sort of to hold back anything and any sort of a grudge against them.
第廿二節嗰度開始咧，就係呢封信嗰個完結，佢做一個嘅總第廿二節先咧，就一個 stand alone 嘅要求嚟嘅。咁佢咧就話此外，你還要給我預備住處，因為我盼望藉著你們的禱告，必蒙恩到你們那裡去。咁保羅喺呢度咧，其實佢都想即係能夠離開呢個嘅 house arrest 嗰個情況，去到佢哋去到探望哥羅西教會嘅哥羅西教會，所以佢其實都估計自己咧遲啲會放監噶啦。咁所以咧就叫阿腓利門去預備地方，等佢嚟探佢嘅時候可以有地方住。
So in verse 22, it's kind of like a standalone sort of a phrase as he concludes his letter. It says, and one thing more, prepare a guest room for me because I hope to be restored to you in answers to your prayer. So he feels that, or he wants his house arrest to be over and hopefully to be able to go to the churches and also be restored to him at the same time.
第廿三節嗰度至廿五節咧，就開始就係啲封信嘅結尾啦，嚇，咁就係一啲嘅問安句語。咁廿三節嗰度話基督耶穌與我們同坐監的以巴弗問你安，嚇，咁其實以巴弗咧，其實就係應該咧就同喺腓立比書二章廿五節嗰度嗰個嘅以巴弗係一樣，只不過係以巴弗提嘅宿舍，嚇，咁咁保羅提及呢個以巴弗嘅時候咧，就係講到話係佢係我嘅弟兄、我嘅同工、我嘅同當兵嘅嚇。咁佢而喺嚇，咁喺哥羅西書一章七節同埋四章十二節嗰度咧，就睇到佢係應該就係哥羅西教會嘅一個嘅一個領袖嚟嘅嚇。
So here it mentioned Ephras, another fellow, another friend.And worker with Paul, and his name is actually mentioned in two different places. So it mentioned in Philippians chapter 4 verse 18, and also mentioned in Colossians chapter 1 verse 7. So we kind of can see that maybe he is another leader and also one of the founder of the church in Coloss.
廿四節話與我同工的馬可、亞利達古、底馬、路加也都問你安。嚇，咁呢個就係呢幾個人相信就係而家同阿保羅一齊喺羅馬嗰度嚇。不過保羅就係 house arrest， 佢哋就當然有自由咁出出入入啦。咁就係同羅馬同阿保羅一齊喺羅馬嗰度做緊事工嘅。
So next talks about so Mark, Archaeus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. So these are his fellow workers for God, and as he is in I guess in prison, they will be.Basically, his feet and his hands and his mouth to kind of do what Paul wants to do.
咁亞利達古呢個咧，其實咧就喺《使徒行傳》廿七章第二節嗰度咧，都有講到呢個人名嘅嚇。咁佢咧就係 当保罗离开了罗马的时候呢，阿里达古呢就同埋保罗一起进行佢嗰个嘅行程。
So, Aristarchus, the name is actually mentioned in Acts 27, verse 2. It talks about how he accompanied Paul on his journey as Paul left Rome.
在哥罗西书四章十节嗰度咧，都话系同被囚嘅。
So in Colossians chapter 4, verse 10, Aristarchus is also a fellow prisoner with Paul.
咁跟住咧，阿大古之后嗰个底马应该就即系好，大家都好识佢啦，系嘛？佢一个贪爱世界嘅人，喺提摩太后书四章十节嗰度，咁佢因为贪爱世界而背弃咗佢嘅信仰。
So lastly is Demas, and we all kind of know about him in 2 Timothy verse 4, verse 10. Because he loved this world so much that in the later books he actually abandoned his faith for the world. And then he went back to the areas of Thessalonians.
第二十五節佢話就係一個呢封信嗰個完結嗰度，話願我們主耶穌基督的恩常與你常在你的心裏，阿門嚇。呢度又講到係耶穌基督嘅恩惠，成日與佢哋同在。
So lastly, Paul ends with this note: The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. So it talks about how he wants the Lord Jesus' grace to be with them all.
咁咧，呢本書咧就睇完啦。咁大家學咗啲乜嘢咧？
So now this book is finished. So what do we learn from this?
我自己咧就學咗幾樣嘢。
But as for myself, I learned a couple of things.
咁無論即係我睇到咧，即係無論即係我哋喺現今社會當中，無論我哋工作係啲乜嘢，我哋嘅家庭，我哋係可能係一家之主可能係社會上面一個太平紳士或者一個好高地位嘅人。或者係一個嘅信仰，一個嘅或者好似係猶太人當中一啲嘅 rabbi， 一啲嘅教會嘅領袖、教會嘅導師或者係一啲嘅喺教會裏邊做一啲好平凡嘅工作，一啲嘅奴隸，做一啲奴仆嘅身份。即係無論我哋嗰個嘅背景，我哋社會，我哋嗰個信仰，我哋嗰個家庭嗰個背景係乜嘢都好，我哋都係神國嗰個嘅同工。我哋係好似保羅呢度提及嘅好多次，都係我哋嘅同工。我哋無論我哋嗰個嘅身份係乜嘢，所背負嗰個責任係乜嘢，我哋都係同一個 boss。我哋嗰個目的都係一個同一個嘅目的，就係去傳神嘅福音，為神工作。
So I guess the first thing I learned is that no matter really what the differences we have. So first off, maybe our status in the world. Maybe we can be really rich or really poor, or we can have a really high position at your work or even in your family. Maybe you're the head of the family, or maybe you're the leader of the church, you're a rabbi, or maybe you can just be a slave. It doesn't really matter what your status is. In the Lord's eyes, you're the same. And in Paul's eyes, we're all the same, the same workers that does the same thing for the Lord Jesus, because our boss is the same.
Partnership 係一個嘅一齊做一份嘅工作。
Yeah, so it goes horizontally. Therefore, it's a partnership. So everyone is going towards the same goal, in the same boat, doing the same thing.
無論我哋係即係喺現今社會呢度，我哋係保羅嘅身份，或者係腓利門嘅身份，或者係亞歷西姆嘅身份，我哋每個人都有我哋嘅要做嘅事情，我哋每個人都有我哋嘅權利，每個人都有我哋嘅義務我哋去堵塞教會當中我哋嗰個嘅嚴隙，我哋教會嗰個嘅缺口，都係由我哋每一個人去盡我哋嘅責任去做。
Okay. So it doesn't really matter either we are Philemon or we can be Paul or we are Onesimus. Each one of us have a responsibility to do a different task to kind of to work together to aid each other so that we can be unified and be powerful in the Lord.
最主要就係我哋要謙卑自己，要彼此有嗰個嘅愛，同埋彼此有嗰個嘅尊重。
The most importantly is to have a humble heart to give each other respect and yeah。
咁喺教會當中，喺一個基督教嘅一個大家庭當中咁我哋喺呢封信學到咩咧？就係我哋要有第六節咁樣要有 耶稣基督的信心，同埋要对弟兄姊妹的爱心。
So, like in a big family, we need to have, first of all, we need to have faith in the Lord, and also we need to have love towards our brothers and sisters.
正如第六节嗰度话，愿你与人所同有嘅信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样善事都是为基督而作嘅。咁我哋作出嘅功效，作出嘅善事，其实我哋唔系出名，而系出名嗰个系耶稣基督。
So just like in verse 6, it reads, I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. So it's not us being famous or not us taking all the glory, but it's actually who we did for, which is the Lord Jesus, for Christ.
第16节嗰度话，不再是劳仆，乃是高过劳仆，就是亲爱嘅弟兄，亲爱嘅兄弟。
Which one? 16. Oh, for 16. Okay. So in verse 16 it reads, no longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother, the very dear, even dear to you.
同埋第十七节嗰度话，我哋以为同伴吓，我哋系一伙嘅吓。
So in verse 17 talks about we're partners together.
咁第二样嘢我学到咧，就我哋要好似保罗咁要要谦卑落嚟。咁正如喺罗马书第十二章第十六节嗰度话，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要苦就卑微的，不要自以为聪明。
So the second thing I learned from this is that we need to be humble. And as it reads in Romans chapter 4, verse 16.
12:16,
it reads, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
在腓立比书二章一至四节那里说到，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么沟通交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要全心谦卑，各人看别人比自己强，外人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So another verse in Philippians chapter 2 verse 1 to 4 which talks aboutbeing humble is, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility. Value others above yourselves, not looking at your own interests, but each to your... But each of you to the interest of others.
剛才羅馬書十二章嗰度話不要自以為聰明，其實我哋每個人都有我哋自己嘅不是嚇。咁正如喺馬太福音第七章，馬太福音第七章第一至五節嗰度話，講到論斷嘅嚇，你們不要論斷人，免得你們被論斷，因為你們怎樣論斷人，也必怎樣被論斷。你們用什麼量器量給人？也必用什么良器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有良木呢？你自己眼中有良木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的良木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Okay, so and Romans talks about our intelligence. I kind of want to say is.It doesn't really matter how much wisdom we got, there will be a time where we're going to be at fault. So therefore, in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 5, it reads, Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, Let me take the speck out of your eye, when all of the time there is a plank in your own eye, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck of your brother's eye.
最尾一样嘢咧，我睇到咧就系嗰个嘅 爱啊，吓咁大家都好清楚、好明白，同埋一讲就知道边一即系圣经里边最讲得最爱嗰个嘅经文就喺哥林多前书啦，吓咁但系我咧今次咧就唔系睇第四节，爱是恒久忍耐，吓咁我其实咧就想 bring back 大家去睇翻第一至三节。其實都是一個對自己的一個提醒，啊，這樣有一次我記得有個姊妹跟我講，她說 Wendy， 其實她跟我分享說她自己看聖經的時候看到這三節經文，她說對她一個提醒，她跟我分享，啊，那是哥林多前書十三章一至三節那裡說，我能若說萬人的方言並天使的話語卻沒有愛，我就成了明的樂響的佛一般，我若有先知講道之能，也明白各樣的奧秘各样的知识，而且有传备的信，叫我能够移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，有舍己叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
So the third thing I learned from this this letter is love, and certainly we all know where the our favorite verse in the Bible is in regards to love is 1 Corinthians.Chapter 13, verse 4. But this time, I don't only want to talk about verse 4, but instead, I want to read 1 to 3. As one of our sisters have reminded Wendy about this verse, so let me read it to you. So it says, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal.If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardships that I may boast, but I do not have love, I gain nothing.
跟住呢，我就想俾一个 challenge 大家，喺完结呢个嘅今日嘅讲道嘅时候，我俾一个嘅挑战大家，
So before I want to end this, I want to give you all a challenge for you to take home.
或者翻去谂一谂，究竟你会唔会系呢一个腓利门书当中嘅亚尼西姆咧？
Maybe think about would you be would you be Onesimus in this letter?
你会唔会有啲嘢你系做咗，但系你要翻去？同翻人講翻，你會有啲嘢係得罪咗人，就咁走咗算咧？你會唔會有啲嘢係點講啊？嚇，你會唔會係有啲事情做咗係對人有虧欠嘅？係咪呢個時候要翻去同翻嗰個人講翻對唔住，或者 make it right， 即係要搞翻掂一啲嘅爛攤子咧？
So.Could it be that you have wronged somebody in the past and you kind of left it and didn't kind of pay attention to it? Maybe this time, take this opportunity to go back to that person to, you know, ask for forgiveness and to make things right again.
又或者好似亞尼西姆咁，你好難話翻去嚇，好難去話點樣即係冒冒然咁翻去同嗰個人即係決裂咗嘅嘢，好難翻去同佢講。會唔會你喺生命裏當中有一個？保罗可以帮你，可以帮你写封信，可以帮你去开口，去将呢件事情又搞翻好咧。
Maybe just like Onesimus, it's very hard for him to go back to his master, you know, to repent or to ask for forgiveness. Maybe there's a Paul in your life. That person can maybe just like Paul wrote a letter to to Philemon. Maybe this person can to speak on your behalf.To this person that you owe or something to.
又或者你係呢封信當中嘅腓利門，嚇，你會唔會係需要去饒恕某一個人或者一啲人咧？
Maybe you are you're the Philemon of Philemon in this case that you need to forgive somebody and to give this person mercy.
你去寬恕呢個人嘅時候，係要等佢哋嚟到你面前去認罪求你寬恕，定係話？要等到睇下佢呢個行為改變咗先肯寬恕佢咧，定係話佢一 request 嘅時候，你就可以 OK， 我唔需要等到睇見有啲咩嘅成效，我已經好好安心咁，即係從咗一個愛心去寬恕咗佢咧。
So I guess when we forgive, do you have a condition set in there? Are you going to just forgive them when they ask you? Or are you gonna wait and see what they have done with your life first before you choose to forgive them.
咁或者當中有一個保羅嚟到你身邊同你講嘅時候，你會唔會因為呢個保羅同佢個求情，你就可以了結咗呢件事情算數咧？
Or could there be this person which takes the act the role of Paul, and when he approaches you to talk to you about this other person, and based on his words, you would actually forgive him?
咁又或者你係呢卷書當中嘅保羅嚇，若果
Or maybe, oh sorry.
或者有喺度諗緊，如果你係呢本書當中嘅保羅，你會唔會係有啲事情你睇到，而你覺得一個嘅正確嘅做法係要將呢個事情搞翻好，即係正如一個教會有一個破口當中，你會唔會去 fill 咗嗰個破口，令到呢個嘅教會能夠一個好完整，一個好有 bonding 好堅固嘅教會，一個彼此弟兄姊妹之間一個好堅固嘅教會，一齊可以好開心，一齊咁去享受教會中嘅生活咧。
Okay. So maybe you are Paul in this scenario that you see there are certain brokenness between brothers or certain things that one person wronged the other. You need to kind of initiate some sort of a talk between them to kind of amend this sort of a situation to provide harmony in the church.
咁到最後，咁我今日。係啦，阿 Linda 問我今日題目，其實我都唔知做咩題目好。咁跟住諗下，咁大家記唔記得我個題目係乜嘢
？Do you know the title？
嚇
？Oh, what's the title？
Yeah, what is the title? Do you remember?
Something about Onesimus. Remember Onesimus？
你成為亞尼西姆嚇？點樣成為亞尼西姆咧？亞尼西姆喺希臘文嚟講咧係即係有益處嚇，有益處嚇。我都希望弟兄姊妹都即係。都能夠翻去思想，有啲咩要做嘅做咗去，咁樣咧就可以即係喺教會當中都係彼此之間都係即係有益處，即係變咗喺個地圖上面都唔係白佔地圖，即係都有即係有用嘅，即係有益處嘅。對弟兄姊妹嚟講，係一個做一個有益處嘅，彼此都係能夠嚇有個益處當中。
So the word Onesimus means like in Hebrew means benefit.
Greek or Hebrew.
In Greek, it means benefit. So when he wants all of us to be beneficial to each other, so that we can encourage each other and to build ourselves together in Christ.
好，咁我今日所分享嘅系咁多，咁我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
亲爱主耶稣，我哋见到保罗佢系为到亚尼西姆去出声嘅时候。都求主你叫我哋每一个人喺心里边去学习呢一个功课，叫我哋正如头先我嗰个个结论嘅时候，无论我哋生活当中系保罗，或者我哋生活当中系腓利门，或者我哋生活当中系亚尼西姆，无论我哋所担嘅担子，我哋嗰个嘅有几重，或者我哋当中彼此当中我哋有嗰个嘅呢个世界讲好多嘅rights， 讲好多嘅即权利。亦都權利唔係 stand alone 嘅，權利係會 go with 嗰個嘅 duty 嚇，權利係會 come with 一個嘅責任嚇。我哋係彼此之間唔單止係 ask for rights， 仲係 ask for 責任，去我哋去做好我哋嘅本分，叫我哋係喺教會當中彼此之間係有益處嘅，係彼此係用愛去相連，用愛去彼此對待大家，唔好因為一啲嘅嚴苛或者一個我哋之間有啲嘅嚴苛嘅時候，都求主你叫我哋每個人都能夠行出第一步，去做好我哋嘅自己的本分，去 fill out 咗呢個 gap 嘅時候，叫我哋喺呢個教會當中都能夠 function， 叫我哋喺呢個教會當中有一個嘅愛，正如喺馬太福音第五章第十六節嗰話，叫世人都見到我哋嘅光，見到我肯行為嘅時候，便知道我哋係神你嘅兒女見到我們好行為，便將榮耀歸給我們在天上的父，叫我們都能夠做一個榮神一人的基督徒，叫我們做一個榮神一人的兒女，叫我們做一個榮神一人在將來天家的時候都能夠可以一起生活，叫我們在這個現今世代當中都可以常常主恩你的滋味，叫我們可以常常一個愛的家庭裡面是一個的又感覺個心中係可以得到咁暢快， 祷告，是奉主耶稣基督得圣名字祈求。 Amen.
Amen.